Yes, Power Pop Show, KSU, year-end countdown. I'm counting down my favorite albums of 2008. A couple of honorable mentions right there. Beck, a track from his Modern Guilt album. The great spacey, sort of psychedelic record from Beck. A bunch of good songs on it. Also MGMT before that, Time to Pretend from their Oracular Spectacular. A couple of honorable mentions worthy of notes. Right now I'm starting my official top 20 list at number 20 from Sweden. This is the Mary Wannettes. Their debut record. Dig it.
There's nothing I can do to heal you. If you let it all begin, there's nothing I can do to please you. If I could run along beside you, never stop to look around, I would probably see the world through your eyes.
I guess the kidding around is pretty much over, huh?
It's the Power Pop Show's year-end best of 2008 countdown. Number 19, Class 3 Overbite. KSU, dig it. We'll be right back. Yeah, it's a Power Pop Show, KSCU, Best of 2008 Countdown, an annual tradition here on the last Friday show of the year. I'm counting down my favorite records of 2008. They're at number 19, Class 3 Overbite out of Detroit, Michigan. Fairly new band. I think they've had two or three records under their belts. Their latest album is called Horses for Courses. Just picked it up a couple of months ago on Not Lame Records. You can find it at notlame.com. And just a great, full-bodied, very heavily influenced by all kinds of things from the 70s, if you're into that thing. Maybe a little Scissor Sisters thrown into the mix. They're not at all ashamed about mentioning the Scissor Sisters as one of their influences. But a lot of Queen, Jellyfish, ELO, 10cc kind of vibe going on with that band. Check out their album, Horses for Courses, Won't You? They're at MySpace under Class 3 Overbite. Number 20 on my list, starting off the official countdown, the Mary Ouanettes, another band with a lot of influences, mostly from the 80s. They have a big Echo and the Bunnymen, Joy Division, Chameleons, very 80s synth pop, modern rock kind of influence from the Mary Ouanettes. But I love their record, a bunch of cool songs on it, and a good debut from that band out of Sweden. You can check them out at themaryouanettes.com or on MySpace, and it's MaryOnettes, Mary Ouanettes. Little play on words with that band. So there you go. It's 527 KSCU. Day after Christmas. We're all fat and happy with our presents and our roast beast, as it were. So thanks for hanging out as I count down my favorite records. I will have a podcast of today's show up on myspace.com/powerpopshow. So check it out this weekend if you want to hear the countdown in its entirety. I'm going to move on up to number 18 on my list. And an artist, I believe he's based out of the L.A. area, who was an original member of the East Coast band Wonderlust, great indie pop band from the late 90s. Went on to do some studio work, some engineering work, and I think he had a brief moniker under the band called Skies of America a few years ago, but he's now officially released a solo record under his own name. His name is Rob Bonfilio. And I will tell you more about him after the next break, but he's number 18 on my list. This is Rob Bonfilio and his album, Bring On the Happy. Dig it.
Another complicated reason to feel this complicated life. Made it through this rainy season. La-la. But all I got, man, it made it out alive.
Show on KSCU. Best of 2008 countdown on the Power Pop Show, KSCU Santa Clara. Number 17 on the list, Roger Joseph Manning Jr. Turn it up, everyone. It's Friday. Come on.
When I think back to my days as a child, as though I was stranded on some desert isle, life moves so slow, now we paid it no mind. I had no concept of time. We passed the seasons, I came of age. I worked for the man just a rat in his cage. Days, and I walked in my life away. Well, the one face I
Show on KSCU.
No, that sounds pretty sweet to me.
This is not a test or an SOS. I'm no longer on a quest to get girls undressed. I searched through their hearts and no treasure I found. I'm so lucky this one lets dogs hang around. It's good having somebody good for a change. I thought that no good dirty cheats, it drove me insane. I had finally given up on love and romance. If I lay down the sword, I'm giving my innocence.
Pop Show KSCU year in countdown, the best of 2008 there at number 16 with a guitar riff that sounds strikingly similar to the beginning of Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. That's what I heard. Maybe you heard it too. Anyway, number 16 there, that is the Miniature Tigers out of Phoenix, Arizona. Brand new band. Their debut record, Tell It to the Volcano, is a great fun indie power pop record. A little bit of Fountains of Wayne and all kinds of other indie pop influences there that I think you'll dig. And they got awesome homemade videos for a lot of their songs, including that single right there called Cannibal Queen. Love that track. That probably gets my favorite pop song of the year vote. Something about that song just gets that little sweet spot right there. But check out the video for that song on YouTube by the Miniature Tigers, number 16 on my list with their Tell It to the Volcano album. Number 17, we had Roger Joseph Manning Jr. That's his official full name there. Of course, former member of Jellyfish and Imperial Drag. His second full-length solo album came out a few months ago. It's called Catnip Dynamite. All kinds of great 70s rock influences on Roger Manning's new record. Just a bunch of cool tracks. I recommend checking it out if you're so inclined. Roger Joseph Manning, JR.com is his website. Number 18 on my list, another solo artist named Rob Bonfilio. He's got a solo record called Bring On the Happy. It also came out about a month or two ago. And just a great singer-songwriter, virtuoso, plays a lot of stuff on his record, including piano and keyboards and guitar. And I don't know if he did the drums on it, but very talented guy. He used to be a member of the band Wonderlust and Skies of America. And you can check out his record. His last name, by the way, Bonfilio, B-O-N-F-I-G-L-I-O. And his new album is Bring On the Happy. That made number 18 on my list. And once again, I will have a podcast of today's countdown show up on myspace.com/powerpopshow. So check that out later on this weekend. I'll have the list up there as well. And I'm moving on down because I got to get all this list in before the 7 o'clock hour. I'm at number 15 on my list with a comeback record, if you will. from the band Oasis. I've sort of been of the opinion that their material has been pretty spotty for the last 10 years or so, but they made a decent comeback record this year, at least a comeback in my opinion. Just no frills songs. That Beatles influence is stronger than ever. In your face, melodic, memorable tunes. It's a good comeback for Oasis. The album Dig Out Your Soul is number 15 on the Power Pop Show year-end list. And I'm going to play a track from it called I'm Out of Time. And speaking of the Beatles influence, all over this track from Oasis. So here we go. Number 15, it's Oasis from their Dig Out Your Soul album. Enjoy. Show KSCU Santa Clara, your underground sound. It's the year in countdown show. There at number 15, Oasis and the Dig Out Your Soul album. And moving on up to number 14 on my list, another great Brit pop band for you with their sixth, I had to check the list, their sixth studio album called Diamond Hoo Ha Supergrass, making it number 14 on the list. Here you go, it's Supergrass.
Outside of Judy Jackson.
When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I also learned about its serious connection with cardiovascular disease. I knew I needed to make some major lifestyle changes that would help me manage my type 2 diabetes. These tips help me stay in the know. Keep active. Normalize critical health numbers, opt for a healthy lifestyle, and work with a healthcare provider.
I'm Dr. Dan Jones. Please visit your own healthcare provider. And for more information, visit iknowdiabetes.org.
When you think of poverty, what do you see? In America today, 37 million people live below the poverty line. They're the working poor, struggling to pay the rent and feed their children. AmeriCorps Vista, volunteers in service to America, fights poverty in all its forms and offers passionate people like you the chance to put your idealism into practice. Fight poverty with passion. Join Vista. To learn more, call 800-942-2677 or go to AmeriCorps.gov.
Hey, you're listening to the Power Pop Show, KSCU, and my year-end countdown list as I'm counting down my favorite albums from 2008. At number 13, lucky number 13 on my list is Liam Finn from his I'll Be Lightning album. Enjoy.
The tortures of the damned, sir. Tortures of the damned.
It's the Power Pop Show on KSCU.
There were trails of falling.
Best of 2008. Mr. Bob Mould at number 12 on my list with a great solo record that he put out early this year called District Line. Still busting out that ultra melodic yet heavy crunchy power pop Bob Mould right there. And The Silence Between Us, the track there from his District Line album, number 12 on my countdown here. Number 13, we had Liam Finn, son of Neil Finn of Crowded House and Split Ends fame, following in his father's footsteps, being a great singer-songwriter and virtuoso. And in fact, Liam Finn played about 95%, I think, of the stuff on his record, most of the drums and bass and guitar and keyboards, a little help from his dad and some other pals. Number 13 on my top 20 list, Liam Finn, his record, I'll Be Lightning. And coming in number 14, Supergrass with their Diamond Hoo-Ha album. Another great album from Supergrass. They're still going strong, well into their second decade here of existence. It's their sixth full-length album, and came out, I think, about the middle of the year. Outside, by the way, the name of the track I played for you from Supergrass. At number 15 on my list, we had Oasis, and a great comeback record for them after a pretty long stretch of pretty mediocre stuff, at least in my opinion. I really enjoy the new Oasis record. More return to form with simpler songs, just great Beatlesque melodies and all that good stuff from Oasis. Their album, Dig Out Your Soul, number 15 on my list. And we're right at the 6 o'clock hour. I'm counting down to number 1. And I hope you'll stay around and listen to the full countdown show. If you want to catch all of it, you can do so through my podcast page, which is linked at myspace.com/powerpopshow. Check it out this weekend. I'll have a podcast of the show up there, as well as my top albums list of the year. Bunch of great stuff from this year. It's never easy to rank and count down the albums that I like throughout the year, but I've tried. I put my heart and soul into it, so I'll have the full list up there on my MySpace page, so please check it out later on this weekend. And moving on to number 11, another comeback album, if you will. Yes, REM, in my opinion, has put out their first decent record in about 15 years. I don't know, much other stuff from the 90s and early 2000s just completely glossed me over, went in one ear and out the other. But they came back this year with an album called Accelerate, which is just a straight-up, in-your-face, guitar, bass, and drums, REM, like you know them and like them, or you should, you know. But just a great record. Lots of fun, simple songs that stick in your head and have a little more raw edge to them, if you can imagine REM with a raw edge. And so it's cool to see them back at number 11 on my list. The album Accelerate is the title track from it. It's R.E.M. Power Pop Show Best of 2008. Dig it. It's the Power Pop Show's Best of 2008 Countdown.
No, that sounds pretty sweet to me.